This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague. He's at the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. He's in London. And the surprising and good news, immigration propelling the UK population to reach 70 million by 2026, where heretofore the estimate was 2036. Population, especially young population, is associated with prosperity. So I asked Joe if this is regarded as good news in London. It certainly is from the point of view of the future. The U.S. has a very young population and grows, and the prosperity follows. Some countries do not have young populations, and we can say the reverse is true. Here's Joseph Sternberg on the hesitation of British politicians to embrace this good news.
Well, economically, I think there's a sense in which it's very good news, but politically, it's going to be terrible news for the governing Conservative Party. And there are a couple reasons for that. I think that part of Britain's problem is that the immigration debate here has become very badly skewed. So you conflate two issues. You conflate legal immigration, which the UK's economy needs a lot of in order to sustain economic growth and in order to be able to afford its generous welfare state. And that legal immigration issue gets conflated with all of the illegal immigration that the Conservative Party is struggling to crack down on. These are the boats crossing the English Channel and the human trafficking gangs and that sort of thing. So, I mean, certainly more legal immigration would be good news. They're going to have to figure out how to deal with problems like the socialized National Health Service that struggles to provide services to a growing population. But if they could solve that problem, they would eventually realize that more legal immigration creates a larger working age population that is then able to pay taxes that support the welfare state. And in fact, a lot of the immigrants who come in work in fields like healthcare or provision of old age care and nursing homes and the like, which is fields where there is an acute shortage of native born British people who would want to do that work. So the immigration objectively, I think, is a good thing. But politically, people are not really set up to hear that message right now.
Well, certainly they can. More of this later. Thank you.